You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I found two questions in my email, askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com, relating to autoimmune disorders. The first one is a more general question, so I'll start there. But then the second one is about a very specific autoimmune disorder, myasthenia gravis. So we'll get to that one. But let's start with this general one. And I'm gonna paraphrase what this person was asking, and here it is. Are there any supplements somebody with autoimmune disease can take? This is a really good question because I know even on my show, especially since I'm an anti-aging doctor ultimately, I talk about a healthy immune system, right? I talk about the importance of a strong immune system. But a lot of the things I talk about aren't really necessarily appropriate for people with autoimmune disorders, because here's a situation where you have your immune system that is kind of overactive in certain aspects, and it's attacking your own tissue. So the last thing I want to do is give you something that's going to, you know, cause more overactivation, right? I don't want to overstimulate somebody with an autoimmune disorder. So the terminology for this is, and you'll hear this a lot in the industry, is immune modulation. And what that really means is using supplements for people with autoimmune disorders that don't necessarily activate a specific part of the immune system, but instead provide a balance to the immune system. And let me try to give you an example. So let's look at something like Coriolis, which is a mushroom. I've talked about Coriolis and the importance to the immune system and anti-cancer properties. Coriolis is a definite immune stimulator. It's able to help. There's a lot of things Coriolis does, but one of the things it does is it helps to prepare T cells to be activated. So it kind of primes T cells, which are a very important part of the immune system, but it's definitely activating T cells. It's getting them ready. Coriolis may not be the best thing in autoimmune disorders because of that stimulatory effect. But there are other supplements, though, that don't necessarily activate something like T cells or B cells or macrophages. Instead, they provide kind of a balance. So if you have a situation in an autoimmune disorder where your T cells are kind of a little overactivated, there are nutrients that when you take them, they're able to rebalance that. They bring down the T cells, bring up the B cells, or, you know, wherever that deficiency is, they'll bring that up and they'll bring down the overactive part. These are called immune modulators. And so there's really, based on the research that Life Extension has done, we usually list, and there's other ones, but these four we feel very confident as classifying them as true immune modulators, and in most cases are going to be safer with people with autoimmune disorders. Now, notice I just said in most cases. I've learned in medicine never to be definitive in anything I say. You know, I'm never going to say absolutely, always, never. I've been burned so many times in medicine when I use words like that. So if you have an autoimmune disorder and you're interested in immune modulation, you can't just start these supplements. You need to speak with your own doctor. If your own doctor doesn't know, go to a doctor. Usually naturopathic doctors have a better handle on this, where they can help you understand immune modulation. Then you can take that to your doctor who's treating the autoimmune disorder. So don't just start this stuff. However, if you want to do some more research, these are the four immune modulators that we feel confident at here at Life Extension. The first one is white peony extract. Usually around 1,200 to 1,800 milligrams a day, white peony is a good immune modulator. Shark liver oil is an immune modulator. Now, the caveat to shark liver oil, and just shows you that this is a complex, you know, the immune system is very complex, so it's not always cut and dry, black and white type stuff. There's a lot of gray area. Shark liver oil is an immune modulator, but in some people can boost white blood cells quite significantly. So there you got to be a little careful with that one even. Most of your plant sterols, these are plant-based antioxidants known as polyphenols. Sterol is a type of chemical structure. But a lot of plant sterols, about 20 milligrams a day, will provide immune modulation. And then vitamin D, D as in dog, so important to just managing the immune system. Matter of fact, that's probably the key one that you want to start with. So white peony, shark liver, plant sterols, and vitamin D. What also helps, and in what I'm about to say, these next three things maybe aren't directly related to immune modulation, but they have an effect. That would be probiotics. There is the amino acid glutamine, and butyric acid also can play a role, because you're, by improving the gut, which those three do, that helps immune modulation. So indirectly, those three help immune modulation. So yeah, this is a good question, and you do have to be careful. If you have an autoimmune disorder, what supplements you use? You don't want to overstimulate the part of the immune system that's already overstimulated. Now, let me go to the next question, and I'm going to, in this question, hopefully I'll be able to get all this in. I'll explain what I mean by immune modulation a little bit more. So here was the question. This is more specific now. Dear Dr. Mike, after a few months of extreme fatigue and several doctor visits, I was finally diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, MG, after the fatigue started to affect my vision, which is common in MG, the visual effects. Is there anything natural that I can take to lessen the symptoms? By the way, I will be starting Reginald soon, which is a common prescription for MG. So to understand MG, you have to realize it is an autoimmune disorder. There are antibodies that target certain receptors in muscle cells that that are linked to acetylcholine, which stimulates muscular contraction. So acetylcholine will bind it in a normal situation, will bind the receptors, and that allows for normal muscular relaxation and contraction cycles. But in MG, you have these antibodies that your own bodies produce that are attaching to these receptors, and so the muscle loses control over this normal contract, relax cycle, and they tend to be more just like contract, and the muscles become very weak and easily tired, and those are just classic symptoms. I mean, they're non-specific symptoms, which is often why it takes a long time to diagnose MG. Eventually, you start having some of the eye muscles get involved, and that's where you start getting the blurred vision, and that's usually is how it's diagnosed. So this person, I don't have a name here, but this person, the fact that it was the vision that eventually gave the diagnosis is common. Now, what's interesting here is, so I'm going to use MG as a better way of understanding this modulation effect. The T cells are an immune type of immune cell that are really important, specifically a type of T cell called T helper cell, to just managing the entire immune response. And there are T helper cells that are more linked to problems inside the cell, and those are called T helper 1 or TH1 cells. And then there are ones that T helper cells that are more involved with antibodies and B cells, and they're called TH2 cells. Well, MG is an autoimmune disorder where the TH2 cells are overactive because we got too many antibodies attaching to these acetylcholine receptors. So here's a perfect example of where I don't want to give somebody with MG immune nutrients that will boost TH2 cells, because that's just going to make it worse. I want to bring down TH2 and bring up TH1. Vitamin D is always a good one to start, because that's your classic modulator, as I just mentioned. Astragalus is an herb that will help to bring down TH2 and up TH1. Creatine, a protein that will help to do that. Green tea extract can help. Cat's claw. And even omega-3 fatty acids. Again, what we're doing here is we're rebalancing. We're bringing down the active component, the TH2 cells, helping to produce those antibodies, and we're bringing up the TH1. That's classic immune modulation. So there you go. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.